This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A member of Israel's three-person war cabinet says there are new attempts underway to reach a ceasefire deal to pause the war in Gaza. But Benny Gantz said on Wednesday Israel is ready to press ahead with its offensive in the southern city of Rafah during the upcoming Muslim holy month of Ramadan, despite widespread international opposition. Israel is seeking the release of more than 100 hostages Hamas is still holding in Gaza. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas wants an end to the war, withdrawal of all Israeli troops, and the release of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. The mother of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has filed a lawsuit at a Russian court demanding the release of her son's body, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Lyudmila Navalnaya is fighting the refusal of Russian officials to release her son's body, according to Russia's state news agency TASS. Navalnaya has been trying to retrieve her son's body for days, following his death in a penal colony in Russia's far north. Meanwhile, Britain has issued sanctions against six people who led the penal colony where he was held, according to the UK Foreign Office. It said at the penal colony, Navalny suffered from being denied medical treatment. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's last fight to stop extradition to the United States concluded on Wednesday at the London Courts of Justice. U.S. prosecutors are seeking to put the 52-year-old on trial over WikiLeaks' high-profile release of vast troves of confidential U.S. military records and diplomatic cables. They argue the leaks imperiled the lives of their agents and there was no excuse for his criminality. This is VOA News. Brazil opened a conference of foreign ministers from the G20 group of nations on Wednesday by blaming the United Nations and other multinational bodies for failing to stop mounting wars and conflicts that are killing innocent people. Ministers from the G20 nations, including the United States and Russia, began a free discussion of current world tensions and ways to improve multilateral organizations, a priority set by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, along with curbing climate change and reducing poverty. Mali's military rulers have told northern rebels they need to lay down their arms and face the justice system in order to participate in nationwide peace talks. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Late last month, the ruling junta issued a decree to establish a committee to organize national peace and reconciliation talks. That was a day after it ended a 2015 peace deal with Tuareg separatist rebels. Mali has been plagued by violence since 2012. Militants hijacked an uprising by Tuareg groups. Insurgents linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have gone on to kill thousands of civilians in violence that has spread to neighboring Burkina Faso and Niger.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. South Korea's biggest hospitals canceled procedures and turned away patients seeking emergency care on Wednesday after thousands of trainee doctors walked off the job in protest. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
Up to a half of the scheduled surgeries at five major hospitals have been canceled, and many emergency rooms are now overcrowded, according to local media. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo visited a patient at the National Police Hospital in Seoul and checked on emergency medical responses. He has ordered emergency measures such as the use of telemedicine, more operations at public hospitals, and the opening up of military clinics. The protests were prompted by a government plan to admit more students to medical schools. Almost 8,000 trainee doctors have walked off the job since the protests began this week, and more are expected to join them.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. The U.S. State Department on Wednesday condemned internet shutdowns in Pakistan, including restrictions on social media platforms, and urged the Pakistani government to lift such restrictions. Internet monitoring advocates have pointed out internet outages and restrictions after protests following claims of election problems in Pakistan. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said Washington called on Pakistan to respect freedom of expression and restore access to any social media that has been restricted, including Twitter. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.